pitcher.
So it's the Pirates having the most wins securing the first overall draft pick? Is that where we're going? Okay.
101 bombs were enough to sink this team and secure the treasure with no problem for the stud. Name the pitcher. Now, for all you diehard MLB Moments fans or Pirates fans, you'll vividly remember this moment. So, just a little shout out to you guys out there.
So maybe 101 pitches? I don't. I'm giving up. I don't know this one.
You were on the right track. 101 pitches is correct. Lucas Giolito took 101 pitches to sink the Pirates and throw a no-hitter, securing his lifelong dream, or as some would say, his treasure.
Okay, nice, nice.
A little Pirates pun in there. Yeah, you know,
that was good. I was thinking a pitcher for the Pirates, but his no-hitter was against the Pirates. Okay, good. That was a good one.
5 for 8. Yes, they're all good ones. All good ones. Okay, a little bit of wine gave this kid, who scored higher than everyone on his chemistry test, a chance to make history at only 91. Name that pitcher. This one is probably my hardest one
for you. I'm sorry, what?
This is a lot of... I've did a lot of research to put this one together.
Okay.
A little bit of wine gave this kid, who scored higher than everyone on his chemistry test, a chance to make history at only 91. Name that pitcher. I'm very proud of this one, by the way. No one's getting this.
I don't get the wine one, but chemistry... I'll go Trevor Bauer. I have no idea.
Alex Mills threw a no-hitter for the Chicago Cubs. So, let me explain this question for you.
Oh, he was a
nerd. Little bit of wine. The reason Alex Mills got the start that day is because Jose Quintana cut his hand on a wine glass.
Okay.
On a kid who scored higher than everyone on his chemistry test because he was called a nerd in high school, and he's often referred to as a nerd because he wears the bet glasses on the mound, to make history at only 91 because Alex Mills' fastball tops at 91 miles per hour.
Okay.
The pitcher, yeah. Alex Mills, no-hitter.
Damn, back-to-back no-hitters, and I should have saw that coming. Okay.
You should have. So now you are 5 for 9, I believe. Mm-hmm. We're coming. You need to secure 2 of the next 3.
Yeah, don't think I can do it. We'll see, though.
You started out real hot. You're in a losing streak. No-no'd on the 2 no-nos.
I know.
So that's not great. We don't love to see that. But halfway through, we're going to give you a little moment to let your brain rest. You know, talk to the audience a little bit. Okay. How are you feeling right now? What's your confidence level? How do you think that you've been treated fair so far?
I do think so. I think I don't need to protest anything. It's been good. I think I just need to start thinking more outside the box. And hopefully now that I've understood your questions a little bit better, now I can really kind of delve into the theoretical, like, illusions of